Mom or Aunt, play the music.
It's on, honey. Hold on. Beckham.
Welcome to Talk to Me. This is Lennis, and we just are having a good day today, and I want to tell everybody
had a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend.
Sorry about that, y'all. I got disconnected for a minute. But anyway, I hope that everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving Day and the weekend, and we thought we'd just bring it in on a smooth note this Sunday. So anyway, our co-host, she's not here with us today. She's studying for, mid-exams? What is that, midwinter or something?
It's something like midterms or something like that.
Midterms, yeah. And, of course, our co-host and producer is here, Chauvinet.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
I tell you. Well, as I'm going to say, but I announced last Sunday, tonight's show is Do You Have Jokes? If you got jokes or funny stories, we want you to call in and enjoy with us. And it's all about the clowning. Put your clown shoes on and come in and enjoy the show. And as always, we begin the show with entertainment news. But, of course, prior to that, we always do announcements. So the I only have two announcements today, and one is happy birthday to all the Sagittariuses. That was from the 21st to the 21st of December. So happy birthday, Sagittarius. And number two, Dea, my godson's baby, was christened today, so I'd just like to say congratulations to Nikoya and Dwayne and to baby Dea, and shout out for her Hersey kisses.
That's my Hershey kisses.
Yeah, she's christened today and just looked beautiful, and the service was wonderful. So with that, we're going to start.
Oh, wait. I actually do have a shout-out host.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to give a shout-out to Mr. Colleen Taha, who was deployed over to Iraq for quite some time. and he was able to make it back home in one piece. And we celebrated that last night, and it was good to see him. It was just good to give him love and tell him, you know, thank you for fighting for us and fighting for our country. Even though we have our freedom, I still told him thank you because it was an honor that he believed in his country, his military service, and making sure that we can see another day without terrorism or violence or terrorist violence, I'll put it like that. But
amen, baby,
we talked a little bit, but not too much, because I think people need to understand, you know, they see things we'll never see in our life. We won't, you know, and it does change them, but it was just good to be around him, all his friends and his family, just giving him love and that he came back safely. So, you know, thanks,
amen.
We appreciate it.
Well, thank you also from me, yes. And I don't even know the young man, but thank you for your service. It's definitely appreciated.
Yes.
That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. So was there any other, Shabby?
No. That was all.
Okay. Well, getting to the news, Oprah Winfrey's next chapter kicks off, y'all, in January. Also my birthday month.
Yay.
It's a new show that will feature Oprah on her own, and that's OWN Cable Networks, in Next Chapter. The Mighty O will travel the world with celebrities, world leaders, and everyday families. Kind of sound like the old, what's the lady that's on The View, that's head of The View? That's what she used to do. Barbara Walters, when she would do her interviews. The show's first guest is rocker and American Idol Judge Steven Tyler. Oprah is trying to raise her profile a bit. Ever since her legendary daytime talk show ended its 25th year run, her web hits have been down on the Oprah.com, but OWN has also been struggling in the ratings. One of my favorite shows on OWN is the reality show Welcome to Sweetie Pies. That woman can cook. She is funny, too. The show stars former icon Tina Sweetie Pie. The show stars former icon Tina Turner. She used to be a backup dancer for them. Her name's Robbie Montgomery. Anyway, Miss Montgomery and her son, Tim Norman and family. The show airs on Saturday nights at 9 p.m., y'all. Sweetie Pie is a popular restaurant in St. Louis. So we'll have to ask Brother Gaetano about that one.
Yeah.
The show is a hit. Many people love it. You will fall in love with Miss Robbie and her crew. The show has been renewed for a second season. Yay! And additional episodes will air, next spring. Another addition to OWN, a new reality show starring supermodel Beverly Johnson. And it'll be called Beverly's Full House. It debuts in February and will also star Johnson's daughter, Anasa. In the 70s and 80s, Johnson was one of the world's top models. She sure was, like Tyra.
Uh-huh.
But she was ours during my generation, was Beverly Johnson.
Yeah. Still beautiful to this day.
Oh, yeah, she sure is. Well, Tyler Perry is back with a new Madea adventure, a Madea Christmas in a new stage play available on DVD. Last week, Perry sent a letter to his fans defending his hiring of reality star Kim Kardashian for his new movie, The Marriage Counselor. The movie stars Junie Smollett, Lance Gross, Brandy, but everyone is talking about Kardashian. Perry says young people look up to her and that young people need to see this movie and hear its message. He talked about her 72-day marriage and the media hoopla. Perry says by casting Kardashian, he wants to show people what happens in life when you make the wrong choices. Perry says this is a hard time of the year for him because he is still dealing with the loss of his mom.
Oh, when did his mom pass away?
A year, last year, during this time, right before Christmas. Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yep. So, and his new show, For Better or Worse, it came on last night. I haven't seen it yet, so I hope that it's already on demand where I can go and watch it. But it was a show, Better or For Worse, with Tasha Smith and Michael Jai White. If y'all remember them from Why Did I Get Married 22? Yeah, Tasha, boy, that's my girl, boy. She be bringing it on home, don't she?
And you
how
know
about
what?
A check?
She does. Huh? And if anybody has Comcast, I said, if anybody has Comcast and you have the demand with your package, I actually went on there, and they only had a couple of trailers. And so I didn't remember when the show started, so I'm glad to hear that the show has started because it's TBS, mm-hmm. and TBS is pretty good about putting it up there pretty much the next day, hopefully.
All right. Well, that's on top. Well, yeah, the first show came on this Friday right after Thanksgiving at 10 p.m., so I imagine that's the regular scheduled night of it. So for you folks at support Mr. Tyler Perry, it's every Friday at 10 p.m., Better or for Worse, featuring Tasha Smith and Michael J. White. Mm-hmm. Well, I got some baby news about Queen Latifah. She says she's ready to be a mommy.
Oh, good.
She's a cover girl for More Magazine, and she says she's going to adopt. Latifah has a new movie, Joyful Noise, with Dolly Parton, coming out in January. Latifah is also working on a new show with Will Smith's production company.
Oh, right on. You just go, Queen Latifah. I love her.
Yeah, she really turned out to be a quite business-savvy woman. You know, starting from as a rapper, how she's come up through the entertainment business. She's really business savvy. I have to give it to her.
Her and Ice Cube, I mean, they really took the rough streets they grew up. Yeah, because she's from Philly. No, Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Jersey.
And, you know, grew up in a bad area in Jersey. He grew up in Compton. We all know that. And look, you know, I mean, just right there, they're role models to let you know it's not about where you came from. It's about where you're going. And how you getting there.
Amen. Okay.
Yes. Go, Queen Latifah.
Yes, congrats. Bonnie Pointer of the Pointer Sisters is in trouble with the law again, y'all. Oh, Lord. Pointer 61 was recently arrested for possession of crack cocaine. Girl, you're 60-some years old. Give the shit up. What's wrong with you, girl? God, at what point in time in your life do you finally say, leave the drugs alone? You're 60, go to Medicare or try and get some legit weed shit.
I didn't know she had a drug problem.
Pointer has been dealing with drug addiction for years. In recent years, she reunited with the group, but is again estranged from her surviving sisters. Pointer was an original member of the Pointer Sisters, of course, and she left the group and had a major hit with the 1979 disco Classics, which was a remake of the Elgin's Heaven Must Have Sent You. Pointer has been released on bail, and she is due in court January 17. Y'all pull her up in your prayers, but girlfriend is 61 years old. Come on, y'all. When do you grow up and say enough is enough? Okay? But anyway. Oh, and for all you Joy Bear show fans, she got canceled.
What?
Yeah,
really?
The HLN Network canceled her. So thank God she kept her day job. You can see her, as always, on The View every morning at 10.
Did they say why they canceled her?
No. They just said that they canceled her. I guess she wasn't doing that good in the ratings. Evidently. Mm-hmm. And the latest news of, huh?
I said, that's too
bad.
I like her. Yeah.
Oh, I do too. Yeah. You know, Joy, she don't pull no punches.
No.
She calls a spade in her interviews. That's what I like about her, but she might have been a little crusty for them. They might not have been ready for Joy. Her and Whoopi, you know, are the two profound ones on that View. Because Whoopi calls it the way she sees it. But I think she's a little bit more diplomatic. And Joy Bear can be, too. But she just, you know, both of them just see the BS and like, no.
Yeah, exactly. Keep it real.
Yeah.
And professional.
Amen. Well, comedian actor Cat Williams has lost custody of his 8-year-old daughter. Did you know he adopted 7 kids, Chabonet?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, no one did. Williams has been battling addictions for some time, and it has left his career in ruins. It sure has. Excuse me, it sure has. It's sad. I thought the brother was, you know, coming back this way. I thought he was in rehab, matter of fact.
I did,
too. What happened to that? Yeah. I wonder what happened to that.
So he actually adopted 7 children? Really?
8. He had adopted
because
8. They just took it. No,
okay,
yeah, 7. They took the 8-year-old away, so I guess, yeah, now he's got 6. Yeah, he adopted 7 kids. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. All right, Kev.
Mm-hmm.
But he got a daughter.
Kind of makes you wonder what his past is like.
Yeah, it does. So his daughter.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I understand.
Because he adopted so many kids, I mean, I don't know what his background is or where he came from, but I know he struggled hard in this business coming up to get noticed and recognized, and they said he struggled with addictions. But for him to adopt children like that, he must love children a lot, which means that must have been something missing in his life of somebody loving him. Maybe he was adopted.
Wow,
yeah.
Dang, I hope he.
Because you know, you don't never hear him talk about his parents and his shows. He'll talk about his kids. Remember?
Yeah,
no, I haven't. But he'll talk about his kids. Yeah. But I thought he had 3. I didn't know he had 7, and then I didn't know that they were all adopted. So anyway,
yeah,
good for him.
Yeah, because when he did that show, what was it, Pimp Chronicles? He talked about 3 kids at that time.
Mm-hmm.
When he first.
Well, maybe at that time he maybe had 3 and he adopted 5 more since that special, that program special.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Well, Kat, I hope you get off the drugs, man. That's a good role model right there.
Mm-hmm. Venus Williams says she is ready to return to tennis. Williams was diagnosed earlier this year with Sjögren's syndrome, which attacks the immune system and causes fatigue and joint pain. Williams has changed her diet, adding lots of vegetables. She is scheduled to face off against her sister Serena on December 3rd.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate when those two play against each other.
I do too.
Oh.
I don't never like to see them play each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but I always
it's their rankings.
I know it is, but I always pull for Venus.
Mm-hmm. Well, Oscar winner Jennifer Hudson talks about finding her joy as she graces the cover of the latest edition of Ebony magazine. And for you folks that haven't seen the magazine yet, oh my goodness, she has on the most beautiful blue dress, and she looks good, y'all. The girl looks like she's probably a size 5 now. For the first time in 21 years, the Time has reunited. Woo-woo! Under their new name, The Original 7. Morris Day, Jerome Benton, Jellybean Johnson, Jesse Johnson, Monty Moore, Jimmy Jam, and Terry Lewis have released their new CD, Condensate. The Time was best known for the song 777, 9311, The Bird, Cool, and Jungle Love. The Original 7 will be opening the Soul Train Awards, which airs tonight, y'all. So make sure you turn your TV on us tonight. I'm not for sure what time, so check your local listings. Cedric the Entertainer is hosting. Some of tonight's highlights includes tributes to Earth, Wind, and Fire and Gladys Knight. There will also be a tribute, thank you, to rapper, actor Heavy D, who died recently at the age of 44. Curtis Blow, Naughty by Nature, Big Daddy Kane, Dougie Fresh, Houdini, and DJ Eddie F will be participating in the tribute to Heavy D.
All right.
Well, is Kamora Lee Simmons and actor Djimon Hussu still together? Simmons has been spotted around without her wedding ring, y'all. Mm-hmm. Is there a 411 going in to Russell? I told you, man.
Well, I've never cared for Kimora. I don't know. It's just something about her that's just not right. It really isn't. I can't explain it. I mean, she's a smart businesswoman. I mean, she piggybacked off of Russell. That's how she got her career. It wasn't like she did it all herself, but
her fame and fortune, yep.
Yeah, it was all because of Russell Simmons, not because of her. And I don't know, something about her just irks me. I don't know.
Well, at least when she got with Djimon, she was with a tall man. So that's the difference. Yeah. Okay, just playing, Russell. Just playing. Don't call me, okay? I'll go back to 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. Okay, and welcome, folks, on the chat line. I'll be with you shortly. Okay, anyway, let's see. VH1 Diva celebrates soul in a new special with Jill Scott, Jennifer Hudson, Mary J. Blige, Kelly Clarkson, and Florence and the Machine. The Roots will serve as the house band for the event, which airs December 19th. So mark your calendars because they just added Chaka Khan, Boyz II Men, Marsha Ambrose, and you know that's Floetry, Erykah Badu, Sharon Jones, and the Dap Kings. That ought to be good. Oh, and I got some more scoop. Chaka Khan, who was 59 years old, her boyfriend is 25. Okay, you done went past Cougar now, okay? You done went past Cougar.
Don't, I'm mad at you, girl. Keep them, y'all.
Yeah, well, something ain't right about. 25, he's probably old as one of her grandkids.
And probably, but I said, hey, go on, do it, Chaka. If Hugh Hefner can keep them younger than most, or could I say borderline pedophile, then you go on, Chaka. And you go
That's
on,
That's what I was
and
thinking
Chaka.
About, Chaka.
Go on, Chaka calling that little 25-year-old. I ain't mad.
Oh, and listen, you might want to get in on the chat line, too. The chat line is open. Yeah, you want to get in. But anyway, thank you, Gio. Gio's on the deck with us this evening. Okay. And, okay, now, Ms. Chauvinet, what you got going on weird news of the weird?
Oh,
Lord. I don't know if I should ask.
What is wrong with our world? What is wrong with our world? As a matter of fact, I got quite a few stories. And since this is a night of humor, these stories will make you chuckle. An Illinois appeals court finally threw out a lawsuit in August, but not before the two-year-long battle had created a foot-high pile of legal filings on whether two children, now ages 23 and 20, could sue their mother for bad parenting while they were growing up. Among the claims were mom's failure to send birthday cards or care packages during the kids' college years and calling her daughter at midnight to ask that she return home from a party and once failing to take the girl to a car show. You just got to be kidding me, people. You just filed a lawsuit about any and everything now.
Ugh. Boy, why don't they try getting a job, okay? That might help. Get a job.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to sue your parents.
Do something. And Jonathan Rothstein of Encino, California, filed a lawsuit in September against Procter & Gamble for selling its Crest toothpaste in neat squeeze packages, which Rothstein said make it impossible to access the last 20% of the contents, thus forcing consumers to buy more toothpaste prematurely. He wants Procter & Gamble to return 9 cents to everyone who bought neat squeeze packages.
Parker
He's so Gamble, stupid. That's what I'm saying. I'm waiting for my 9 cents because I bought that toothpaste.
Did he need a meal with that too? Please.
Something. Ooh, I could have jumped on that lawsuit. I'm mad I missed it. That's okay, though. Then Sarah Deneen of Kego Harbor, Michigan, filed a lawsuit in September against the distributor of the movie Drive, starring Ryan Gosling, I don't know how to pronounce the last name. Because his trailers promised fast driving scenes like those in Fast and Furious series, but delivered mostly just drama. Now, people, if we're going to start filing lawsuits over movies, please don't, because you will tie up the court system. Like, we just saw Immortals. Who haven't seen Immortals? I'm not going to ruin it for you, but I should file a lawsuit, because it ain't nothing like 300.
No.
So I'm going to leave it at that.
In fact, wait for the DVD, to be honest. Save your money.
Well, just like, I understand. I mean, her lawsuit is just stupid. But I can understand where she's coming from because I did see the previews for Drive, and it did come off as like it was a Fast and Furious copycat, but I never went to see it. Well, just like Immortals, they pumped it up based off the producers of 300. Now, most people who saw 300 enjoyed 300. I mean, still watch it over and over. So when you see Immortals, you're like, what? What the hell? So just out there. Now, this next story, if anybody remembers my cat, Curious, you can relate to this story. A recent vicious, unprovoked attack in Toronto by Sammy the Cat on Molly the Black Labrador, bloodying Molly's ear, paws, and eye, left Molly's owner without recourse to Ontario's or Toronto's dangerous pet laws. The owner told the Toronto Star in November that apparently only dangerous dogs are covered. That cat tore that Labrador's ass up. Anybody that knows Curious, knew Curious, then beat up pit bulls, then beat up grown men, beat up children, women. He didn't discriminate. He didn't discriminate.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
You know, and we lucked out because there is, even here in Washington State, I don't know about any other states, but even in Washington State, we don't have any laws for dangerous cats. We really don't. We just have for dangerous
for
animals or what is
and
it?
Non-domesticated animals, yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, it's too bad. You know, sorry, that whole dog got toe up, but, oh, made me think of Curious and smile. Thank God we never got sued. All right. Licensed Texas
and cat
physician.
Support, too.
Okay, yeah, because my cat was pimping, humping and pimping. Oh, Lord. Licensed Texas physician Akali Graham, 34, who gives paid motivational speeches on healthy living, how to deal with stress, was arrested in October in Houston and accused as the frontman for four pain clinics that allegedly dispensed prescription drugs illegally. You just, really,
ooh.
People? Yeah. He's promoting to live healthy, but you're selling illegal prescription drugs on the side. Can't cut your cake and eat it.
Hell yeah. It's about the money.
Mm-hmm. A chief child abuse investigator for the Catholic Church in Britain, Christopher Jarvis, 49, was sentenced in October following his guilty plea to possession of over 4,000 child sex images on his computer. Jarvis had been hired in 2002 to protect against pedophiles' access to church groups. Really?
And he was doing...
He was a chief child abuse investigator for the keyword Catholic Church and ended up having 4,000 child sex images on his computer. Really?
Ouch.
Oh, my people. My people.
Somebody
what
missed a few Hail Marys.
What a few. Why, people love Washington. U.S. Representative Tom Graves of Georgia told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution in August that he and a partner had settled the lawsuit brought by the Bartow County Bank for failing to repay a $2.2 million loan that they had taken out in 2007. Graves had been a staunch advocate for governmental fiscal and voted against raising the federal debt ceiling in August. Excuse me. However, he had balked at repaying the $2.2 million, though he had signed a personal guarantee because he said the bank should have known when it made the loan that Graves would be unable to pay it back.
Oh, yeah, like the Discover card. You'll discover I ain't paying it.
I know. That's why I'm just like, I don't even get what you're talking about. I'm like, dude, you're a U.S. representative of Congress, and you took $2.2 million loan out, and knew you wouldn't pay it back. So does that go against the tax break? Well, no, because they settled it, excuse me. But still, what if they had went to collections? You would have caused more debt than unnecessary. Why did you take the loan out when you knew you couldn't pay it back?
Thank you.
And what bank is this? Apparently, I'm baking at the wrong place. I need to go to Bartok County. Hell yeah. Let me go on and get $1 million loan. And, hey, you should have known I wasn't going to pay it back.
They're better than check
cashing. Thank you.
They're better than Linden Tree.
They are hot messes with that. Violinist Martin Stoner, 60, who lost his job after 25 years and is suing the New York City Ballet for age discrimination, petitioned federal judge Robert Patterson to disqualify himself from the case because he is too old, 88 years old, and according to Stoner, has vision and hearing problems. Now, see, there's two red flags here. Who is 60 years old still in the ballet? I need to know what 60-year-old can still lift their legs, stand on their toes, twist and turn, and then turn around and have the audacity to ask a judge to be removed because they too old, but your lawsuit is for age discrimination.
That is very contradictory. That's contradictory and condescending to the ballet profession.
Yeah, that...
You know, as well as contradictory. That's, yeah, that woman, she, you know, God, people are really desperate, ain't they? You know, she can't bend and turn like a 20-some-year-old or a 30-year-old in ballet. She is 60 years old. Granted, she may be flexible. I won't take that from her because 60-year-olds are their new 50. So, you know.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's a man, and he was a violinist. My bad. I thought he was a performer.
Oh, a violinist.
Yeah,
well,
he had been with him for 25 years.
Unless
so he
had rheumatoid arthritis or something in his fingers where he couldn't keep up. I don't know, because there's people, I play the piano, there's people that play the piano well 50, 60, 70 years old, you know what I mean? So I don't know about instrument playing. I thought you meant dancing because I'm thinking of the joints, but, I mean, well, you know, you got your finger joints or whatever, but he's a violinist. I don't know. I'd question that. I think I might go with the musician, maybe because I'm a musician too. And I think some aspects, if you don't, like I said, if you don't have arthritis or anything like that in your fingers that you're able to play your instrument, why not?
Yeah. True. Very true.
So, yeah.
I don't know.
Just
it's a clip
just
of the
a devil's story. Advocate point of view. That's all.
Oh, yeah. I understand. Management consultant Graham Gibbons, 42, was on trial in Cardiff, Wales at Preston, charged with making a video of himself and his then-girlfriend in bed. Gibbons denied being a pervert, insisting that he made the video to analyze for efficiency and the time motion of his performance, as he might do for corporate clients. Despite his alleged improving lovemaking, the girlfriend broke up with him anyway.
Must have been a minute, man. What was wrong with him?
No, he improved his lovemaking, and she still broke up with him. But who tapes themselves having sex for efficiency and time and all this and try to correlate it to your professional life? That makes no sense. Why would I record?
Big Bang Theory.
Ah, that's a good one. I like that. Oh, maybe. That just makes no sense. I tell you, dude, if you just want to get your freak on and be honest about it. Now, West
he's
Virginia
probably a
Road,
narcissistic.
Who knows?
He's probably a West narcissistic.
West Virginia roadkill cooking activist David Kane told Bloomberg News in October that he
wait a minute, hold up. Did you say roadkill activist?
No, roadkill cooking. Roadkill cooking activist.
Oh Lord, go ahead.
In October. Told Bloomberg News in October that he generally supported Volvo's new driver safety technology that warns of objects ahead in the road. Kane pointed out that it was just a warning and that the driver could still choose to run over something that's good for eating. Oh, my gosh. I'm disturbed in more ways than one.
I know they had a sheep Thanksgiving.
Apparently, ew. In November, Tommy Joe Kelly, unsuccessfully acting as his own lawyer, was convicted of slashing a stranger's tire by an Austin, Texas juror, despite his explanation. Okay, I'm going to tell you the truth on this one, he said from the witness stand. It doesn't sound right, but it is. I had hemorrhoids at the time, super duper bad. There have been 391 tire slashing in Kelly's neighborhood over the last 4 years, but he was charged with only one count and sentenced to 10 years in jail.
Behind hemorrhoids, Mitchellums, huh?
Something, yeah. I'm just, that, it just don't even make sense to me. Why would hemorrhoids make you slash tires?
And that's out your ass. That ain't the front where you using your hand, your friend.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. Dale Foddy, 56, was charged with robbing a convenience store in Jacksonville, North Carolina in October, despite attempting to intimidate the clerk by dressing as Spider-Man. However, the clerk poked Foddy in the stomach with a broom, sending him away empty-handed. Idiot. Everybody saw the little green thing. What was that? The little green monster trying to rob the store, and everybody wanted to be a comic thing. Oh, gosh. Cody Smith, 18, was charged with snatching a woman's purse in Johnson City, Tennessee in November. The victim chased Smith into a nearby shrubbery, entangling him long enough for her to recover the purse. You gone, girl. Two men attempting a robbery of the Ace Smoke Shop in Altadena, California in July fled after grabbing only part of the store's cash. They were frightened off by the manager's barking chihuahua.
No, you know, they should have been mad for anybody to report that. A chihuahua got you. I mean, come on, you could pinch him and he'll lay down. Come on.
Thank you. That's what you get, suckers. The tactic of patience is usually employed when police believe that a suspect has indigested drugs for smuggling, i.e., nature will take its course and the drugs will appear in the toilet sooner or later. On October 12th, Nigerian comic actor Babatunde Amandia, known as Baba Sui, was detained before a flight at the Lagos airport because authorities suspected that he had indigested drugs to smuggle to Paris. Amandina denied the charge, but police locked him up and began monitoring his bowel movements. On November 4th, Amandina was released without charges following 25 evidence-free movements.
Oh, God.
Really, police? Really? You
that
made this man have
gross.
25 bowel movements before you released him? Well, apparently, because they said they held him from October 12th to November 4th.
Oh, God. That is gross. Now they got police boo-boo force? Please.
Much, much disturbing. And that, my people, is the news of weird.
Ooh-wee. You had some really gross news today.
I know, and yet I giggle. Very disturbing.
Hello,
very
somebody. All right, folks. Well, we thank you, Chavonet, for News of the Weird. We're going to take a break about this time. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914, and we'll be back in five.
Look for love, no time for tears. Wasting it waters all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, but not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. Building them castles in the sky. Just the two of us. You and I.
Thank you.
Well, welcome back, everybody, and we are back. This is Linus, and this is Talk to Me, and we are back. Chabonet, you got those sports scores, and then let's get into these jokes, girlfriend.
All righty. Excuse me. Before I get to the NFL score, for you NBA fans, just a little hint, a little rumor. Looks like a deal will be made, and there might still be a remainder season left of the NBA. So we'll just see who, what terms they came to. Pretty much probably everybody still lost something, and maybe they gained something. But for you NBA fans, you might still have a season. Now, for the NFL.
Wait. Before you get off of that, I just wanted to say that, you know, they are talking about, Shab, that they might be going back, I think, Christmas. I think that's what they're shooting for, is to come back on Christmas. Dwayne Wade was on last night making, talking about, I think, with the concession. I'm trying to think here. What was the concessions for that? They took a percentage down, so much down. I'm just trying to think here. Let me see if I can find that right quick for you. Go to your sports scores, because I believe I did an article about that. Yep, I sure did. That's not it. Darn it. I'm sorry, y'all. I sure did have a story about that. Let me let Shab do the scores, and I'll come back and try and find it. Go ahead, Chabonet. Sorry.
Okay. No problems. If anybody watched the games on Thanksgiving, then you know the Packers beat the Lions 27-15. The Cowboys beat the Dolphins by 1 point. Oh, I guess it's the end result.
Oh, but you guys won. What you talking about?
We won. The end result is what matters. And then the Ravens beat the 49ers 16-6. Now for the games today, the Raiders, go Jason, beat the Bears 25-20. Sorry, Seahawks. The Redskins got y'all 23-17. Mm-hmm. Patriots beat the Eagles 38-20. Yeah, sorry, Mom. Yeah, the Seahawks. Not too bad, but 23-17. The Patriots beat the Eagles 38-20. The Broncos and the Chargers are in overtime right now, 13-13. So 1 minute and 17 seconds left in OT. We'll see who pulls that out. If you're watching the game, it is on CBS. The Vikings lost to the Falcons 24-14. The Bengals beat the Browns 23-20. The Titans beat the Buccaneers 23-17. The Panthers beat the Colts 27-19. Cardinals beat the Rams 23-20. The Jets beat the Bills 28-24. And Texans beat the Jaguars 20-13. And for tonight's game on NBC, the Ravenburgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers will be playing the Chiefs 8:20 Eastern Time, 5:20 Pacific Time. And Monday Night Football on ESPN will be the Giants versus the Saints. Comes on at 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific.
Did I hear you right? The Seahawks lost?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
17-23, and the ranking is 4-7, and we are in the 12th week of the regular season.
Okay.
So, that's about it. And looks like Denver is just taking a time out, and we will see what happens. Pretty good game.
That phone number again is area code 646-727-2914. Okay, well, let's get on. Now, we just came out of Thanksgiving, and so we have these little funnies from Thanksgiving that people should not say. Not only Thanksgiving, Christmas holiday is coming up again, and again, you will probably be cooking turkey because this is what it is in regard to, but it don't sound that way. Talk about a huge breast. Tying the legs together keeps the insides moist. Myself, I like to cook with them wide open.
Lord have mercy.
If I undo my pants, I'll burst. My number is 555-242. That's one good looking spread.
Lord.
I won't touch that one. I'm in the mood for a little dark meat. Are you ready for seconds yet? Yeah, who don't say that? It's a little dry. Do you still want to eat it?
Yeah.
Just wait your turn. You'll get some. Don't play with your meat. Okay, I'm pretty sure everybody understands that one. Just spread the legs open and stuff it in. Do you think you'll be able to handle all these people at once? Ain't touching that one. I didn't expect everyone to come all at once.
Oh, my Lord.
You still have a little bit on your chin. How long will it take after you stick it in? And the last one, but not least, you know it's ready when it pops up.
Oh, my Lord. Lord have mercy, what is wrong with y'all?
Ooh, I got to tell you this one right quick about the snotty receptionist, okay? So yesterday I had an appointment to see the urologist for a prostate exam. Of course, I was a bit on the edge because all my friends have either gone under the knife or had those pellets implanted. The waiting room was filled with patients. As I approached the receptionist desk, I noticed that the receptionist was a large, unfriendly woman who looked like a sumo wrestler. I gave her my name. In a very loud voice, the receptionist said, "Yes, I have your name here. You want to see the doctor about impotence, right?" All the patients in the waiting room snapped their heads around to look at me, a now very embarrassed man. But as usual, I recovered quickly and in an equally loud voice replied, "No, I've come to inquire about a sex change operation, but I don't want the same doctor that did yours." The room erupted in applause. And don't mess with retired guy, old retired guy. That's for the snotty. And then we have the adult sex quiz. So, you know, if anybody want to chat in on this is good too. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question. Tell me what doesn't belong in this list? Meat, eggs, wife, blowjob.
Wife.
Blowjob. You can't beat your meat, eggs, or wife, but you can beat a blowjob.
God dang it. Lord have mercy.
Why does a penis have a hole in the end, y'all? So men can be open-minded.
Sorry,
fellas. What's the speed limit of sex? 68, because at 69, you have to turn around.
I like that one. Like it.
What do a Rubik's Cube and a penis have in common? The longer you play with them, the harder they get. What's the difference between your paycheck and your dick? You don't have to beg your wife to blow your paycheck. Ha ha!
Now, that one is very true, ladies. We got to keep it real on that one. Very true.
Three words to ruin. Oh, God. Okay, let me quit laughing. Three words to ruin a man's ego. Ego, is it in?
Ouch.
Yeah, that was
yes.
Ouch.
That's ouch.
What do you get when you cross Raggedy Ann and the Pillsbury Doughboy? A redheaded bitch with yeast infection.
Ew.
How can you tell when an auto mechanic just had sex? One of his fingers is clean. What do you do with 365 used rubbers? Melt them down, make a tire, and call it a good year.
Yay!
My last one. What do bungee jumpers and hookers have in common? They both cost $100, and if the rubber breaks, you're screwed. Okay. Here's another one from Gio on the chat line. He says, stick your hand in there and rub it down with butter. Ooh, this is a juicy thigh.
You know, I like those. Those are good. Now, I have a quick one. Mine's a little bit clean. Martha had a pair called Brutus. The only problem was that Brutus cussed all the time. Now, Martha was having her in-laws over for Thanksgiving, so she needed to train Brutus quickly not to swear. Just before her mother-in-law was due, Brutus cussed terribly. So Martha put him in the freezer for 2 minutes to literally cool him off. Then she opened the door and took out the parrot along with the turkey. And she asked the parrot, have you learned your lesson about cussing? Brutus the parrot took one look at the dead turkey and said, I sure have, but I have one question. What did that motherfucker do? Because the turkey was dead. Excuse my French people, excuse my French. Oh, my God, Lord. And then, instead of a blonde lady, this is a blonde boy joke. A lady was picking through the frozen turkeys at the grocery store, but couldn't find one big enough for her family. She asked the stock boy, do these turkeys get any bigger? The blonde stock boy answered, no, ma'am, they're dead. Like, oh, my God. Idiot.
Really?
And then we got another.
For sign language.
And then this one I thought was pretty cute, and this is for my church people. Grandma was showing the children a painting of the Pilgrim family on Thanksgiving Day card that they had received, and she commented, the Pilgrim children enjoy going to church with their mothers and fathers and praying to God. Her youngest grandson looked at her doubtfully and asked, then why is their dad carrying that rifle? Yeah.
Well.
Go, baby. Let's go ahead. And that's pretty much crazy jokes I have for the holidays.
Do you know what the height of conceit is?
What?
No. It's an ant rolling down the hill with a heart on yelling, raise the bridge.
Ew. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. It's wrong in so many ways.
Yeah, you had some really funny ones. Didn't you have funny experiences even just last night? Caught of your friends. Preacher Maine.
My what? My what?
And your friends.
Oh, I ain't going to put them on Front Street. I ain't going to call them out. This was, you know, having a good time with my peoples. And, you know, it's just always something crazy when me and my girl Chris go out. Wait a minute, I do have a quick story real quick. So apparently someone had me mixed up with someone else. And I get this text yesterday. It started yesterday. And it went, you can't leave me in the name of Bakara. I will put something on you. You cannot run from me. I've been through enough with men, and an Abdullah will cause pain to you. I'm like, oh, my God. Immediately text this person back. Look, I don't know who you are. You have the wrong number. Please don't call this number again. And Baccarat, you cannot run from me. I'm tired of this crap. You play games with me. I'm not taking this anymore. And Abdullah's name, he will pay. I was like, oh, my God, the jihad has found me. I texted this girl back. I was like, because she said, men, you treat me like other men. So I knew she had the wrong person. So I texted this girl back. I said, sweetheart, first of all, I'm not a man. Two, I have told you have the wrong number. And I don't know all this language you're speaking to me, so please don't talk, you know, don't text me back. This girl texted me back, your boy Abdullah gave me your number. At that point, I turned my phone off and took the battery out because I don't know what Taliban or jihad she was with, but I'm not going down that path. Mm-mm, mm-mm. And I kept my phone unplugged all night till the next morning. I turned my phone off. This heifer didn't send me FOMO texts. I had to slash on her until I was part of law enforcement. You're going to need to stop texting me, because she started with the Baccarat and Abdullah and Shahid and all that. I don't know what any of that is, but I do believe the government does listen. So I'm telling you right now, I don't know the bitch. I don't know nothing about her. But once I told her I was with law enforcement, she texted back and said, sorry, wrong number. You bet it is. You go on with that mess. I don't know you.
That's been a blast, y'all. We have really enjoyed everybody tonight. I want to thank Mr. Steele for joining us on the chat line. And next Sunday, of course, you know, the first Sunday of every month, we're back again for 1 hour. And please be curious with another caller. You get one question per caller. So anyway, that's what we have for next Sunday. And we have really enjoyed tonight. Please join us again next Sunday. Every